Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Well, as we're watching a spike in violence in the city of Albany and the mayor and city officials grappling with that yesterday, quite a scary situation with a shooting that now police are investigating in Schenectady.
Yeah, in Schenectady, we had a relatively quiet few weeks except for fireworks and sparklers, and really a very chaotic scene erupted yesterday on the upper Union Street area between Union College and the commercial area. And at the time, we were hearing all kinds of things about what was going on. But what we knew is there was an apartment and there was some kind of gunshot injuries involving some children. And so that really got our attention. We got flooded with calls, people, readers saying, what's going on? So we had our reporter, Andrew Beam, and our photographers, Pete Barber and Mark Schultz, up there. In the end, it was a good ending to it, if it could be, in that nobody died, it seems, in the scene. But at least a couple of kids were taken to local hospitals with some gunshot wounds, and an adult woman was taken to a hospital with a gunshot wound. It looks like there was some kind of a domestic situation. Police who were there, it was a big operation with Schenectady police and state police, helicopters, huge presence. They were able to track a suspect across town over in Hamilton Hill. They took a suspect out of an apartment with what appeared to be self-inflicted gunshot wounds. They believe he turned a gun on himself at some point. He is alive, but he was taken into custody. So at this point, you know, it looks like everybody's okay, but it was really alarming. Our reporters who were reporting on the scene, when the cops got there, they had a teenage kid and a seven-year-old kid walking down the street with what appeared to be gunshot wounds. There was a child, an infant, in the building who the police took out. Originally, we thought maybe that individual was injured because the cops were asking for medics. Turns out that kid, thankfully, was not harmed. But it was a tense time. Our hats off to the way the state police and the Schenectady Police Department handled the situation, mainly the Schenectady Police Department as the lead agency. But it was a chaotic scene.
Let's head on up to Sacandaga Lake. That's Great Sacandaga Lake, where residents there and property owners are upset. Tell us what's going on.
There's a group that sort of oversees and regulates the lake and the flood control measures there. It's called the Hudson River Black River Regulating District. And they had one of their regular meetings yesterday. And about 200 property owners around the Sacandaga Lake were there because they're concerned that a new bill in the legislature that passed and is now awaiting the governor's signature, they're concerned that they're going to be, you know, levied some additional fees for their access to the beachfront property. There's tons of properties around the lake there. There's something like 5,000 permit holders who pay a fee to the regulating district to have access to the lake. And what's going on right now is, in the bigger picture, the state has said the regulating district needs to really reexamine all of their sources of revenue because it's been a contentious issue for decades after they built that the dam that created the Great Sacandaga Lake. For decades, mostly the hydroelectric companies downstream paid for it. But about 10 years ago, in some court cases, it was determined that they were being charged way too much. So now some of the counties that are surrounding the lake or a little bit downstream have had to pony up. And the state is now saying, you know what? You need to go back and look at all the beneficiaries. And that includes these 4,700 property owners around the lake about whether they pay enough to help toward the operation, the huge infrastructure upgrade costs, et cetera, for regulating the dam and all of the other infrastructure. So yesterday at this meeting, about 200 of these property owners are saying it's not fair to apportion us additional fees. We're sort of nominal small users of the lake. So looks like the regulating district over the next couple of years is going to do a major reassessment about who they bill and how they bill. Right now, the lion's share of the money is paid by five counties that are downstream from the lake: Albany, Rensselaer, Warren, Washington, and Saratoga County. They mainly benefit because it controls the flooding along the Hudson River, mainly in the spring. So these property owners are saying we're small users and we don't want to get hit with additional fees, so that'll remain to be seen.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joining us. For more, you can head to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. And there's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Miles, thanks. We'll catch up next week.
Take care, David.